Good morning, Rabosai. Good to see you all, and thank you for joining. Be'ezus Hashem, we're continuing our learning of Evan Ha'ezer. We have an incredible discussion as far as after learning who is a mamzer and when a person becomes a mamzer that we finished discussing, and now we have to figure out how to solve the issue of mamzerus. Now, what do you mean solve mamzerus? The Torah says that you're mamzer. A person who's a mamzer can't marry, you know, a regular Bas Yisrael. That doesn't mean you can't marry. A person could, of course, marry another Mamzeres. A person could marry a Giores. A person, a Mamzeres, could marry, I believe, a Ptzua Daka or a Kreshuvcha. So there are options, but the options are not, you know, Shidduchim is hard. Those of you who have children in Shidduchim know that Shidduchim is hard enough, even without being told you're only allowed to marry the following three types of people. So what makes Mamzerus particularly and uniquely more challenging is that it doesn't go away. It's not just that one generation has a challenge, but then, you know, everything will be good in the next generation. The Mamzer's children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will forever be Mamzerim, and we're ultimately going to be creating, by maintaining the Mamzerus status, a division in Klal Yisrael of two parts of Klal Yisrael. One part will be Jews who are allowed to marry each other, and the other part will be the Mamzer club that are only allowed to marry within themselves. And this simultaneous, dual simultaneous stream will continue for all of history, and that's not going to be good, because like there are going to be two types of Jews, one that can marry each other and another that can't marry each other. They're going to be two separate, you know, categories, two separate social milieus of Jews, and they shouldn't have a shared dating apps. They shouldn't have shared dating, you know, shared shadchanim. They shouldn't have shared singles events. You're really going to have a separate. So we wanted to whatever extent mitigate the mitzius of mamzerim. I will draw your attention to a shaila that we're actually going to get to. We're going to get to the tshuva at the very end of the shiur. But I want you to read the shaila. The shaila was written by Rav Munkach by the name of Tzvi Elimelech Kalish. Does anyone know if Rabbi Kalish has any relatives from Munkach? Munkach, I don't mean the Hasidus, I mean the city. So this is the shaila that came to the Minchas Yitzchak, to Diane Weiss, who was the Avbezin of the Eda Charedis, about the city of Munkach. I'm assuming, I don't have a date here, but I'm assuming it's approximately 1967. I'm assuming around 1967. Why is the year 1967 significant? Nothing to do with the Six-Day War, but let's assume that, well, you'll see the Shaila, and you'll see why I'm assuming it's around 1965, 1968, somewhere around that time. You'll see why that time period is uniquely the time period for this Shaila to be asked, not a few years earlier, not a few years later. So look at this Shaila that was sent from Munkach to Diane Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak. Says Rev Tzvi Elimelech Kalish, Yesh itano bi'irenu, look at what I underlined because it is frightening, in the city of Munkach, Karav leminyan asara bacharim. I have close to 10 boys in Munkach. Asher lesibas hamaapecha, because of the Holocaust, the World War II. Mitiltal mishpachos baritzos bezurihem. All the families were thrown here and there, hither and thither. Acharei asher niskabtsu migalus Deutschland, which is Germany. Nisrach, right? Everyone got sent out of Germany, and they were scattered all over the place. V'nisrach kohan noshim mibaleihen. And obviously, husbands and wives got separated, and many spouses assume their spouse to be dead, as would be imagined, as one could imagine. And after the war, people want to rebuild, and in the DP camps, there was not necessarily Torah leadership or people to ask shilas to. And they desperately wanted to, you know, find, you know, build a family. And v'nishava kam v'kam mikrim lo tahorim, things happened. Shav Rechem, that young Jewish man, wanted to rebuild a family after the war, so they looked for a kala. Lo badku kohogan al zivugayim. They didn't check carefully enough on the people, the young ladies that they were courting in the DP camps. V'lokhu lahem nashim yasher bacharu. So he's telling us a fascinating insight in Jewish history to a few months right after liberation. U'bayamim ha'hem teke p'chadosh marishon achrei ha'shichur. the first few months after liberation, people were in the DP camps. Not every DP camp had the Klausen Becker Rebbe there. There are plenty of DP camps without, you know, Gedoli HaPoskim to lead the community. And for the following half a year or a year, there occurred many times that, in the following year after that, so the first few months, people got married. And then, assuming that these women got married, assuming their husbands had been dead, had been killed over the course of the past 5 years. And then, lo and behold, half a year after the liberation, a year after the liberation, these are real shayats. This is not story time. It's Rami Milsa. A year later, their husbands find out, oh, my wife is still alive. She's in this DP camp. Maybe there's some list. He comes to find his wife, and lo and behold, she's pregnant with somebody else's baby. That's a phrase that she's pregnant. In other words, so we have numerous mamzerim who have born in those first few months of after liberation. And it ends up, I'm not even going to read the next five words. That was the shaila that the Rav Tzvi Elimelech Kalish sent from Munkach to Dayan Weiss. Now, it's, I assume, about 20, let's say liberation was in 45, I assume these boys are now about 21 years old, 22 years old, 23 years old, I don't know how old guys were getting married in the 60s, in Hungary. So it's now 1966, 1967. What do I do with close to 10 boys in my community? I'm assuming it was an Orthodox community. I'm assuming solidly from community. What are we going to do with all of these boys as far as the fact that they are a bona fide mamzerim? That's the shaila. A very, very difficult shaila. And obviously what makes it more poignant is the number and the circumstances. We're not talking about we don't consider these to be evil people. We're not talking about even a situation when you have also not a case of an evil people. You have a woman who doesn't know, a non-religious woman who gets married with a rabbi and builds a family, and then she gets divorced, a nice civil divorce, and she works out a settlement with her ex, and she goes and gets remarried without getting a get kahalacha. So she doesn't know better. Right, there's a whole organization that some of you might be familiar with called Kayama. I don't know if it's still around. Kayama organization, Gedalia Litke, who I think is related to somebody in our shul. I don't remember who. Gedalia Litke is related to somebody in our shul. He's a lawyer who started this organization, Kayama, to encourage non-religious Jews who are getting divorced to get gittin for this purpose. Otherwise, we have plenty of people who are mamzerim. What do we do? So that is the shaila that we have to try to address. And we're going to go through all the sources from Chumash and Unkelus and Shas and Mishnayis and Gemaras and Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch and Achronim to eventually try to figure out some way that we could deal with the Milchus Yitzchak's very burdensome situation that he had to paskin. So before we start, we're going to do two lines of a Mishnah, two Mishnayis. Now, I know the sugya, some of you who have learned Kedusha know the sugya of being Matar Mamzerim. Even if you do, the details that we're going to go through, and then we're going to go through the sugya inside together, you're going to see that there are a lot of the details that might not be clear. Even if you know the general picture of how there's a possibility of being Matar Mamzerim, there are a lot of fine points that will still be Chidushim to you, even if you do know the general picture of the concept of Tihur Mamzerim. First of all, we have a Mishnah that we've come across numerous times over the past few months that talks about what is the status of a child given the union of his parents. I mean, if you have a union of parents who, there's an aveira between their union, there's no aveira between their union, there's kedushin between their union, there's no kedushin between their union. So there are four categories. We're not going to talk about the first three, we're going to talk about the fourth category in the Mishnah, because that's what's no gaf for ourselves. Look at number 4, the Mishnah in Kedushin, Samach Vav Amud Beis. Just so you know, we're in Evan HaEzer Simin Dalid Sifchaf, which is the Shulchan Aruch that deals with the possibility of solving the Mamzeris issue. So the fourth part of this mission on Kiddushin Samchavon Beis says, Kol mi she'en lo alav v'lo alachem Kiddushin. If you have a spouse who is not subject to Tfisas Kiddushin, the concept of Kiddushin does not apply to that spouse, then the child will be like the mother. I'll say that again. If you have a union of two parents, there's no possibility of marriage, of kiddushin between those two parents, then the child will be like the mother. What's the case? Zevlad shifcha v'nachris. A Gentile woman is not in the parsha of kiddushin, so therefore the Gentile woman's child will be, of course, a Gentile. We know that that's called, you know, maternity. That's called a maternal, that we follow the mother. Also, shifcha. If you have a shifcha marries a Jew and has a baby, since a shifcha is not in the parasha, shifcha kananis is not in the parasha of kiddushin, so if a Jewish boy lives with a shifcha girl, the child will be connected only to the shifcha mother. And therefore, the Jewish father is not considered the father of this child. The Jewish father is not considered the father of this child. And this child is considered to be a son of the Shifcha, who's a... and this child will also be an Eved. That's the Mishnah. With that in mind, we can now go to a Mishnah a few blot later, also in the end of Kiddushin. This is the Mishnah that's really going to be the foundation of all of our discussion today. Mishnah Kiddushin, Samach Tes Amud Aleph. And here we're going to learn a sugya together. We're going to spend some time on the Gemara because everything is going to be based on this Gemara, which addresses our discussion head on, very directly. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholin Mamzerim Li Taher. Mamzerim have the capacity to be Metaher themselves. Ketzad? I'll show you how. Well, just give me 1 minute, please. Just going to switch to a microphone, it'll be easier for my voice. Okay, you could hear me? Just give me a thumbs up if you could hear me. Great. Okay. Says Rabbi Tarfon, Yechol Mamzer Li Taher. Ketzad, how in the world could you be Metaher Mamzerim? This is Rabbi Tarfon's suggestion. Mamzer Shenasa Shifcha. If you have a Mamzer, now Mamzer is a Jew, an Orthodox Jew, a Shomer Mitzvah Jew, and he goes ahead and marries a Shifcha. Is that allowed? We'll talk about that. That's going to be a discussion. I don't know if it's allowed or not allowed, but let's say it happened. If a mamzer marries a shifcha, what do we just say? We just said in the Mishnah that if a shifcha can't have marriage, a shifcha kananis is not subject to marriage. The concept of kiddushin does not exist for a shifcha. So if that's the case, the child will be a who? A mamzer, a Jewish mamzer, lives with a shifcha. I shouldn't say marries, there's no marriage. Lives with a shifcha. The child of that shifcha is an eved. Well, what's the status of an eved? An eved is an eved. Is he related to his father, the Mamzer? He's not related to his father, the Mamzer, his biological father, the Mamzer. Not even related. Shichruro, when that Eved baby will be Meshuchrer, Nimtza HaBen Ben Chorin. Simple as that. That's the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says the easiest thing, I don't know if it's mutter to do, we'll see if it's mutter to do, and that's going to be the Gemara's question. If you look, jump down to the Gemara. Yibayiluhu Rabbi Tarfon lechatchil kamar or v'diyavid kamar. Is Rabbi Tarfon giving me a solution that you could actually go ahead and do? Or he's saying, if you did it, it worked. So that will leave that question in for a minute. But just to understand, what is he saying that it at least worked if you did it? I don't know if you're allowed to marry. Again, a Jewish mamzer, I don't know if he's allowed to marry a shifcha kananis. Remember, he's not an Eved. He's just a Jewish mamzer. One of these boys who were born in a DP camp shortly after the war. You know, he was born 10 months after liberation, 12 months after, 13 months after liberation. He was born, he's to a frum parents. He ends up being a mamzer when the father comes back, half a year later and finds the mother who's, you know, either pregnant or already a mother. So if this mamzer marries a shifcha kananis, if he finds a shifcha kananis for him to marry somewhere, the kid will be this baby. Now we take that boy, that little boy, and marry him to a Shivcha Knanis. The baby will be an Eved. And the Eved, once you're an Eved, if you're Meshachra, the Eved, you become a Jew. And this child is not related to his father. That's what we saw in the previous Mishnah, that when the parents have a union that is not subject to Kiddushin, for example, with a Shivcha, then the child is completely follows the mother and not connected to the father. And the child is, just like the mother was a Shivcha, the child is also a Shivcha, an Eved, whether it's a boy or a girl. It doesn't make a difference. Either if the baby will be a girl, it'll be a Shivcha Kananis. If the baby will be a boy, it'll be an Eved Kanani. And when we are Megai, when we are Meshacher, we know that the halacha is when you're Meshacher an Eved Ivri, or when you're Meshacher a Shivcha, I'm sorry, when you're Meshacher an Eved Kanani, or when you're Meshacher a Shivcha Kananis, they don't go back to becoming Goyim. They are elevated through their shechur to now become Jews. So when they become Jews, they're no longer connected to their biological father who was a mamzer, and therefore these kids are not mamzerim. So the goal that we're going to try to figure out today is, could we generate this situation l'chatchila? I have a mamzer. I have Rabbi Kalish had, not your Rabbi Kalish, but Rabbi Kalish from Munkach had 8 or 9 mamzerim boys. Could he find some Shivcha Knanises around? There are going to be a lot of details to figure this out. Where am I going to find the Shivcha Knanis? Is there a Shivcha Knanis Bizman Hazeh? Are you allowed to do Shivcha Knanis Bizman Hazeh? Is it even halachically an option? Is it legally an option? And how are we going to find these ladies who are Shivcha Knanises that the boys are willing to marry, right? It's hard enough to find the girl you like. Now you have to find the girl you like and who's a Shivcha Knanis. And then they will bear children. After they bear their children, remember, if it's allowed, I don't even know if you're allowed to, but if you are allowed to, that will be another Shaila. Then will be Shachra, the child, after they have the next generation, right? There's the prohibited union, there's the Mamzer. This Mamzer is going to marry the Shivcha Knanis, and then the third generation will be after they will be, are also Avadim or Shvachos, they'll be freed, and when they become freed, they become regular Yisraels, and not have to, and Mamzerus will have ceased. Yes, Beresh. We're going to talk about that. What you said itself is a machlokas, and we're going to talk about that. How do you plan on being? Could you be matir me a McDonald's sandwich while you're at it? So it might not be as easy as we're not just matir isurim daraisa because we want it. We want them. So then we can't be matir it. We're gonna have to. You're correct that an Eved Ivri is able to marry Shivcha Kananis. The problem is, Eved Ivri is harder to get than an Eved Kanani. And I'll tell you why. If I'm not mistaken, Eved Ivri only applies during Yovel. Right? I think Eved Ivri only applies during Yovel. No. The concept, the existence of an Eved Ivri is only existent in the time that Yovel applies. And that has an Midaraisa. And when Rav Yishvei Aleha, and we haven't had that situation for well over 1,500 years, if not more, close to 2,000 years. Okay, but just to, Beirish, you're raising questions, and we're going to address all your questions. The Ran asks your question explicitly, so you should feel good that you're mechavin to the Ran. It must be because you got exercise this morning, so your mind is, Baruch Hashem, is in good shape. Okay, so let's just realize, what does Rabbi Tarfon suggest? Rabbi Tarfon is suggesting that you should have this from kid marry a Shivcha. Now, wait a second, is that okay? There's a pasuk in Ki Teitzei. We're not allowed to go ahead and marry, people you're not allowed to marry. So, there's a pasuk in Ki Teitzei. It's in purple because it's a pasuk. Pasuk says, doesn't say the word Shivcha, it doesn't say the word Eved, it doesn't say the word Mamzer. It just says very parivly, and you'll see why I'm using that word. It says very unspecific, in an unspecified way, Losia Kadesha mi benos Yisrael, Voya Kadesh mi bnei Yisrael. Now, what does it mean to have that there can't be a Kadesha? What does it mean you can't have a Kadesh? So, if you open up an art school, I'm assuming a Kadesha would be translated as a harlot or a prostitute. A Kadesh would be the male equivalent of a male prostitute. So that's probably how the art school would translate it, or some English translation would translate it. But if you look at the Targum Onkelos does not translate a Kadesh or a Kadesha as a prostitute. Rather, Zokt Onkelos, Lo Tevi Itisam Ibnas Yisrael, Ligvar Eved. If a Jewish girl marries an Eved, that's called Kadesha. And inversely, Lo Yisav Guvram Ibnei Yisrael, Asa Amma, a Shifcha. An Amma Ivriya. An Amma meaning a non-Jewish Amma, a Shifcha Kananis. So that would be a Kaddish. If a Jewish boy marries a Shifcha Kananis, he's a Kaddish. If a Jewish girl, a nice Jewish Beis Yaakov girl, marries an Eved Kanani, she's a Kadesha. So what did Rabbi Tarfon just tell us? And this is sort of what's bothering Beirish. A Mamzer should go ahead and marry a Shifcha? Wait a second. According to Onkelos, that's an Issa D'oraisa of Kaddish. How in the world are you going to go ahead and marry a Shifcha? It's an Issa D'oraisa. For the same price, hey, go marry a guy, and you also want a guy, and then you also won't have the child won't be a mamzer because the child will be a Gentile. I mean, what's the difference? That's Rabbi Tarfon didn't tell me that option. Okay, so that's part of what we're going to have to figure out now. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Tarfon, you have this very creative solution, this risque creative solution about having a Jewish boy, a nice Jewish yeshiva kid, who just happens to, because of circumstances that he wasn't in control of, he's a mamzer, and you want him to go and marry a shifcha, but isn't that an issa d'oraisa? Are you saying this is a kei lechatchila, yibayu lo rebi tarv lechatchila kamar, o dievet kamar? Zok Rashi, lechatchila kamar. Mamzer no se shifcha, that you're suggesting, you're proposing, dikasavar d'chi ksiv lo yekadish b'yisrael kosher ksiv lo b'mamzer? Maybe you hold that it's lechatchila because maybe, who's subject to this pasuk of Lo Siya Kadesha Mibnos Yisrael, of Lo Yeh Kadesh Mibnei Yisrael? Maybe that pasuk is only written by Binos Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, and not a mamzer. Maybe this iser of, as Onkelos translates, of marrying a shifcha, of marrying an eved, is only applicable to a regular ben or bas Yisrael, but a mamzer is not a regular ben of, I'm not saying they're not Jewish, I'm not saying they don't have to follow halach, they have to follow all the halachas, but they are not qualified as a regular ben Yisrael, a regular bas Yisrael, who has to be bound by the, who is bound by this pasuk. This pasuk maybe does not apply to a mamzer. Oh, so if that's the case, a mamzer doesn't have this issa d'oraisa. Oh, that answers almost to Beirish's question. Maybe this is a very specific, doesn't mean mamzerim could marry whoever they want. It doesn't mean mamzerim are allowed to eat milk and meat together. It doesn't mean mamzerim are allowed to wear shatnez. But this pasuk of not marrying a shifcha, maybe mamzerim don't have this pasuk. Is that what you're saying, Rabbi Tarfon? Oh, d'yevet kamar. Mamzer should not, of course he's not allowed to do it. God forbid, it's an issa d'oraisa perhaps. Definitely, it's an issa d'oraisa, like Onkelos says. Mamzer shenasa shifcha, that's all that you're saying. If he did do this issa d'oraisa, then the kid ends up being an eved, and once you're meshachra the eved, the kid will be a regular Jew without the mamzer stigma. Aval lechatchila lo yisa, that's the other side of the question. Toha Yisraelu, he's a Jew. Mamzer a Jew. Mamzer boy, he learns in yeshiva, he could be the best guy in yeshiva. Yeah, he's a mamzer, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have to keep Torah and mitzvahs. Ukrina be lo yekadish. He also has the iser of lo yekadish to not marry, which has to, as dimetagam in on lo yisav gavra asa ama, that he can't marry shochet kananis. Rashi just explains, why is a Jew who marries a shifcha considered that he's being a kadesh? Look at the interesting words of Rashi. What is it about marrying a shifcha, of living with a shifcha, that makes such a man a kadesh? The shifcha harehi kebehema, ubioseha hefker ukadeshus. That shifchas are licentious, and therefore promiscuous and licentious, and any interaction with a shifcha is would make a person who engages in that very very kaddishtik, very wild, very not bound. Yes, Beresh, what do you want to say? Yeah, but an Eved Ivri has a Gzeres HaKasav that allows this to be the case. And that's limited to an Eved Ivri. So an Eved Ivri is allowed to do what the Torah allows him to do, but that's only an Eved Ivri. It doesn't mean everybody can. That's only an Eved Ivri. Fine. So this is the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question, we have an explicit Gemara where Rabbi Tavis says explicit, a Mishnah, that Rabbi Tavis says explicitly, we have a solution to Mamzerim, just let the Mamzer, not let, the Mamzer marries the Shifcha, the child is a slave. When that slave will be freed, he becomes a Jew who's not a mamzer. The question is, are you allowed to go ahead and do it lechatchila or not? That's the Gemara's question. Tashma. Amr lo l'Rabbi Tarfon. Listen carefully, because this is there's going to be a knetch here. Amr lo l'Rabbi Tarfon. When Rabbi Tarfon came up with this chap, the chachamim responded to him, tiharta es hazacharim, v'lo tiharta es hanakevas. That's what they said to him. Rabbi Tarfon, you created a great solution for all the men, but you didn't create a solution for the women. Mamzeros. Stop. Let's think for a second. What's the difference between men and women? No, that's not... I understand what you're saying. You're making a good point. No, that's not what the good... If a woman is a mamzeres and she marries an eved, that's interesting. That's not what the Rashi says. I hear what you're saying, but it's not what Rashi's going to say. That's a good intro. I don't know. You're making a good point. That's not what Rashi says. Look what Rashi says. They said to Rabbi Tarfon, your suggestion of having the mamzer marry a shifcha, or perhaps, you know, and that will solve mamzerim. Tihatis has a charm. Why? Because how do you ever have a mamzer marry a shifcha? Sheyelchul amakum she'in makirim, v'yomer eved ani. He's going to disguise himself. Since he's a guy, he could go out on his own, go to some other town, be independent, live on his own. He'll claim that he's an eved. And I want to marry a shifcha. You want to marry a shifcha? You claim you're an eved? You move into town, you say, hi, I'm an eved. Are there any nice shifchas around? I want to get married. So they'll rent him a shifcha. So a guy could do that. And he could, you know, through his disguise and through the fact that he's an independent male and his disguise as pretending, parading around as an eved, he'll get himself a shidduch with a shifcha. But Rashi, but the Gemara says, or the Chachamim retorted to Rabbi Tarfon, "Es hanakevos lo tiharta, ein derech isha liglos mimakoma ulevakish tachbulos linase beseser meacher sheish mochem biyada." Women don't have this independence. Now we live in a different world, of course, but women don't live in this. Like, women can't just go to another town and say, "Hi, I'm here on my own. I'm a shifcha." Really, she's a mamzeres. "I'm a shifcha, and I'd like to marry." Are there any evadim on the market, on the shidduch market? I want to get married. No, she's part of a family unit. She's part of a community. Women can't just go out and gallivant around the world, you know, to a different community where no one knows her. That's what they said to him. Alma, Rabbi Tarfon d'Eved Kamar. What's this whole thing of hiding and disguising yourself, and men could, you know, go and run to a different town where nobody knows him and does do what he wants and no one's going to stop him, but a woman who doesn't have the flexibility and the independence and the freedom to go where she wants, she's not going to be able to do this shtick. You see that it's a shtick. Alma, Rabbi Tarfon, di'eved kamar. Clearly he doesn't say allow this l'chatchila. If it's lechatchila, then everybody, then a woman should do this equally. If it's lechatchila for a man who's a mamzer to marry a shifcha, it should be above board. Let him go ahead and do it, and let the woman go ahead. It's above board and marry herself. This mamzeres girl, this good Beis Yaakov mamzeres girl, let her marry an eved Kanani if it's mutar lechatchila. From the fact that the Chachamim retorted to Rabbi Tarfon that it's not going to work for the girls because they're going to have to hide and disguise themselves, you see that it's Aser. You see that it's Aser. That's what you see. That's what you see from the conversation of Rabbi Tarfon's Beis Medrash when he had this Einfall, when he had this Blitzkrieg, when he had this epiphany that he's just going to be able to, you know, you marry a shifcha and the kid will be an Evan and will be Meshachra them. So they responded to him that we're not going to accept that because it's an inappropriate way to do things. It's usher. And how are you going to help the people if you're providing something that will not that the girls will never be able to do because they can't disguise themselves and go to foreign places where no one knows who they are. You see that it's taka aser lechatchila. That's what you see from this Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't end there. The Gemara ends with a story. And the story goes like this. Tashma. Dush bezichne d'Rabbi Simlai mamzer hava. Rabbi Simlai had either a host or a tenant or a landlord, not sure which one, that was a mamzer. And Rabbi Simlai said, Amalei, you know, if you would have spoken to me before you got married, I guess they had already been married. If you would have spoken, it's terrible. Never do this, by the way. After somebody's married, never say, you know, if you would have spoken to me before you got married, I would have saved you a lot of trouble. It's never good for the person's shalom bias if you say, especially if you're, you know, like a big rabbi or something. You know, if you'd have only spoken to me before you said yes to this wife of yours, you'd have been mud. I could have helped you out. I could have found you a really good wife. But don't say that. Okay, that's a side point. So, but he did. Rav Sinai says, if you would have only iked akdam tacha, if you would have spoken to me before you got married to whoever you married, maybe you married a mamzeres. Tartina livnach. I could have been matar your son. I could have set up that your son at least, you're a mamzer, and you have to live with it, but I could have set up that your son wouldn't have been a mamzer. Stop. That was the conversation. It sounds from that conversation that he had with his tenant or his landlord, the mamzer, that it would have been mutter. He said, "If you know, I would have allowed you to do it. I would have told you, go ahead and do it." If it's only that really usher, it's usher, you're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, the kid is kosher. My new. So Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. Because maybe the suggestion would have been, not that it's usher to, maybe it is usher to, even if it is usher to marry shivcha, he could still have told his ushbizchanai to steal. This is what Mr. Bregman suggested. He could have told his tenant or his landlord, you're a mamzer, I have a suggestion. Why don't you steal a lot of money, like more money than you have? Why don't you steal a Rolls Royce from somebody, Zilgnov, and then, I don't know, crash the Rolls Royce so you can't give it back, so you now owe $150,000. And then what's going to happen to you? You're going to have to be sold to be an Eved Ivri. If it's Dabin Eved Ivri, you'll be an Eved Ivri. And then once you're an Eved Ivri, what will you do? Oh, an Eved Ivri, of course, is allowed to marry a Shivcha. So it's a funny thing that even that it's not that we're saying that you, regular kosher yeshiva, ben yeshiva mamzer, the lad of marry a shifcha. We could have made you into an Eved Ivri. Anyway, ask the... I agree. but at least you got a Rolls Royce out of it. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? Until you crash it. Uvishnani did Rabbi Simlai, Eved Ivri mihava, but in the time of Rabbi Simlai, the Amora. Were there Eved Ivris at that time in history? There's no such thing as Eved Ivri. So how could Rav Simlai have given this suggestion of making yourself into an Eved Ivri? That can't be what he meant. It can't be that Rav Simlai's suggestion was to make yourself steal and make yourself into an Eved Ivri and therefore be able to marry Shivcha Kananis. Rather, it must be, look at the conclusion of this Gemara, Rabosai. The conclusion of this Gemara, remarkable conclusion of this Gemara, Halacha Lamaisa, which will make its way to the Shulchan Aruch, take it to the bank, pass go, and collect $200. El lav shma mino Rabbi Tarfon lechatchila ka'amar. For the fact that Rav Simlai gave this Eitzah, made this comment, that I could have allowed you to purify your children, make your children not mamzerim, that Rabbi Tarfon meant it lechatchila. And therefore it is permitted lechatchila for a Jewish from mamzer to marry a shifcha. Why? We didn't figure that out. I thought it's asa d'oraisa. That was Beirish's question 20 minutes ago. Why are you allowed to marry a shifcha? It's one of the Yisurim, it's one of the Shasai losaseis that you're not allowed to marry a shifcha. Why are you allowed to for a mamzer? We'll see soon. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, let's nail in this coffin with a solid nail. Halacha k'Rabbi Tarfon. We pass the k'Rabbi Tarfon. So what do you have here? You have a Mefurisha Gemara, a Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon. And the Gemara paskens it explicitly, doubly, and clearly, that if you have a mamzer, it is permitted lechatchila for the mamzer to marry a shifcha. I don't know why it's permitted lechatchila. After all, marrying a shifcha is usually an Issa d'oraisa of lo yeh kadesh. But for some reason it's mutter. And once he does that, the child that he has, mamzer, will have with this shifcha knanis, his child, who will be biologically his child, but will really be an eved knani and not really related to him, the father. Once this eved knani will be nisgat, will be freed, that child will become a Jew who doesn't have the mamzeris shackle. Wow. You're asking a great question. If you have a mamzer kohen, right? You have a woman who was married to the first husband, and she thought her husband was dead, and she goes marries Mr. Cohn, and she has a baby with Mr. Cohn, and this baby, little baby Cohn, is a mamzer. So you're asking, could a kohen mamzer, is he also allowed to marry a shifcha, or is there an added iser for a kohen to marry a shifcha because that... Well, why is a kohen usually mischalel? Because it's a bia asura. But if we say that it's a bia muteris, maybe he's not going to be a chalal. That's a good question. I'm scared to get into that. But I could hear two sides. I don't know. Excellent question. But now, let's do the million-dollar question. Why isn't mutter? There's an Issa d'oraisa to marry for a shifcha, for a Jew to marry a shifcha. Why? Because you're a mamzer. Does that make you, yes, allowed to do isurim? Mamzerim can't wear shatnez and they can't eat not kosher. Why are they, yes, allowed to marry shifchas, which Orgelist said is an Issa d'oraisa? That was Beresh's question 25 minutes ago. That's the question of the Ran right now. Asks the Ran on the Rif, on the Sugya of Im Tomar. Very clearly and simply, the Ran says his question so clearly and beautifully. Which is Beirish's question, word for word. Mamzer, Vim Tomer, Mamzer, Amai Mutter B'Shivcha. Why are you saying a Mamzer, Rabbi Tarfon, you're saying a Mamzer allowed to marry Shivcha, L'chatchila? Why? This Mamzer is Jewish and religious and has to keep all the Torah laws. Shechayvu b'chol lavin sheba Torah. U'mechuyav b'sha'ar lavin d'chisun. Shoy osru b'avodas kochavim. We're not saying that the Mamzer is allowed to marry Shivcha. Fine, without getting into that. Tiritza Beinu Tam. This is the answer to your question, Beirish. You asked the Ran's question, and this is the Ran's answer. Dilav de Shifcha Shani. There's something very unusual about the Isser de Oraisa to marry a Shifcha. Does the Torah say ever to not marry a Shifcha? Does the Torah say lo savo el Shifcha? Or lo sischatinim shifcha, or whatever, however else you want to articulate it. The Torah says, you, Jewish person, lo siyeh kadesh. Why is that different? Zok the Ran. Lav de shifcha shayin, de lo omer rachmana lo sikach shifcha. There's no specified articulation of the Torah not to marry a shifcha. It's just that the Torah says you can't defile yourself and become a Kaddish and do anything that will defy you and make you into a kaddish. Mida afke b'lashon lo yeh kaddish mashma. She'ein mamzer b'chlal. Look at these last five words. Shekevon sheyitzira. So be'aveira. You, Mr. Mamzer, you are a standing kaddish. You are a shtick fun kaddish. Shekevon sheyitzira so be'aveira. Kadosh v'omed hu. Fascinating lesson of the use kadosh v'omed hu. You were born not because you're a bad person. You were a result of terrible, turbulent times. But these nine boys, these eight, nine boys in Munkach, were Yitziras and Baveira. They are already kadeshes. What's a kadesh? Kadesh is, as we tried to say before, a kadesh is somebody who is variant in sexual mores. Kaddish is somebody who is not in the right way of the right formalized way of intimacy among Klal Yisrael. That's what a Kaddish is. What? Defiled. Okay? You can't defy yourself. You, Jew, you're not allowed to defy yourself. Defy yourself means, okay, can't marry a Shifcha. Can't marry somebody with whom we can't have Kiddushin. But if you're a product, if you're a mamzer yourself, you are defiled. And therefore, this is the Chiddush of the Ran. Beirush, you hear this? He's making a drasha, and he's making like a Shal Shudas Torah. The Ran is saying that since the pasuk of Isra of marrying Shivcha is not explicit, that says, don't marry Shivcha, it's sort of this like, less direct, don't lower yourself to become a Kaddish. Well, guess what? A mamzer is already lowered. He's already in a lower level of, again, I'm not saying he's a lower level because we know that a mamza tamad chacham is greater than, koin ama aretz. Kevin sheyitzira, these last five words are powerful. Kevin sheyitzira zebaveira kadosh v'omeitu. So just to speak out, again, I think the Ran is very clear, but I saw there's a fabulous article by Rabbi David Katz from Ner Yisrael written years ago in the Journal of Contemporary Halacha, and he says out, he has a good way of articulating the svar of this Rabbeinu Tam, that the Ran is quoting this Rabbeinu Tam. I want to just read how he says over this svara. Rabbeinu Tam reasons, one who is already a mamzer, what does the pasuk say when it says, lo yeh kadesh? I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Tam says, one who's already a mamzer is not going to descend to a level of a kadesh. He's already there. Nothing he can do can free himself from this taint. On the other hand, nothing he could do could render him a Kaddish. He already is a Kaddish. Since he's already Kaddish, although not from his own volition, his situation is unique. He's not bound by the strictures of the Torah to avoid anything that would make him a Kaddish. Because he can't get rid of himself, he can't rid himself of this status. Therefore, he doesn't have to avoid the acts that would make a non-Kaddish into a Kaddish. He already is a Kaddish. And therefore, this Ran is almost making a Darshin and time of the Crow, almost. It's almost like a Darshin time with the Crow, but this Ran is seeing in the Pasuk itself, the way the Pasuk articulated itself, his mom's like, this Ran is acting like a Sifri. This Rabbeinu Tam is acting like a drush of Chazal. And saying that since the Pasuk wrote it like this, Lo Yeh Kaddish, didn't say, Lo Siva Alim Shivcha, Lo Siva Al Shivcha, and therefore a Kaddish is already, a Mamzer is already like a Kaddish, therefore he's not subject to the Isra of Kaddish, and therefore a Mamzer is allowed to marry Lichat Chila, that's what the Gemara is teaching us, a Shifcha. Everything that I just said is great, but that cannot be the Shita of the Rambam. Everything that we just said, you'll see, this whole beautiful Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam is not going to be the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is going to say something very unusual, and you'll see that he has a whole different way of understanding this Gemara, why it's permitted for a mamzer to marry a shifcha. Fabulous. According to the Ran, if you have a man who is a kadesh and a woman who is a kadesha, it should be permitted for them to marry one another. That's what should come out. Yeah. The question is, does the Ran teach the word Kaddish as prostitute, as harlot, prostitute, whatever you want to do, Or does he just go straight with Unkelus? And he redefines the word Kaddish to mean a Shivcha and an Eved Ivri and an Eved and a Shivcha Kananis and an Eved Kanani. You know who you hold like? You hold like the Rambam, Dr. Jarrett. Let's look down. The Rambam teaches the Pasuk like you teach it. The Rambam says, he says it, I'll show you two places the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Shin and Hey, 355, He, Shiz Hirana, Shalom Lavo Al Isha. No, this is not really, this is not talking about a harlot. Okay, the famous Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Issa D'Oraisa of Kadesha is any, what they call premarital relations. Any premarital relation, like guy and girl are going out, and their fiancé, whatever you want to call it, like the entire Geisha world, practices, the move in together. So Torah law calls that an Issa D'Oraisa, nothing to do with prostitution or harlotry, but Shizhiran Shalom Lav Al Isha Blo Ksuva Lo Kedushin Vihi Amro Yisparach Lo Siya Kedushin B'nei Yisrael. What? Yeah, a common law marriage. Yeah. If somebody gets a civil marriage without kiddushin and without a ksuva, according to the Rambam, it seems like it is an Isra of Kadesh. Yeah. I'm talking about a Jew. Correct. I'm talking about a Jew. A Jewish man and a Jewish woman go to the county clerk and say, county clerk, please, I filled out my marriage license, please marry me. Will you marry her by your whatever? Yes, I do. The groom may kiss the bride, and I won't say mazel tov, I'll say congratulations. And so the Rambam says they're going to be in violation of Kaddish. And the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, correct. So people who are, right, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't want to get married by the Rabbanut. They'll go to Cyprus. They are violating the Issa D'Oraisa of Kadesh. Correct. According to the Shittas HaRambam. According to Shittas HaRambam. Now, we know that the Unkelus did not translate the word Kadesh as just premarital relations or relationship without a Ksuva Kedusha. The Unkelus translated as marrying a Shifcha Kananis or an Eved Ivri. And people who go to Cyprus to get married are not Shifcha Kananises and are not Eved Ivris. So, according to Unkelus, they're not violating the Pasuk. And the Rambam says the same point in the Yad, that the first quote was from the Sefer Mitzvahs, and now we'll quote for the Rambam in a very famous halacha in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Kodem Matan Torah, before there were mitzvos, and before there was a concept called Kiddushin, what was marriage? Marriage is, you meet a guy meets a girl in the shuk, and say, hey, you wanna, I don't know, I said that wrong. Let's make a deal. $50, fine. $50, you pay, you spend the night on the fork of the road, and you leave the next morning. That's called Kadesha. Misha Nitna HaTorah. Now, that wasn't necessarily Aser, the Rambam says. Once the Torah was given, right, that wasn't one of seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Once the Torah was given, Mishnitna Torah, Nesra Kadesha, that model of meeting up and having both parties agree for a certain sum of money, all of a sudden, once the Torah comes and says, that model is us, that's Kadesha. Lo siya Kadesha b'nei Yisrael. Fika, kol ha-bal isha l'shem z'nus, b'lo kiddushin, lo kemen ha-Torah, b'nei sheh ba'al Kadesha. And comes the Raven and says, no, that's not exactly Kadesha. Kadesha is only if she's a full-time professional prostitute. She's mezumenes, mufkeres, l'chol adam. Okay. But if she's just for one guy, then she's not. So we're not going to go into that. That's Machlokes Rambam and Raven, really not our sugya. But what we do have to know is that according to the Rambam, the words lo yeh kadesh, which we've been harping on for the past half hour, has nothing to do with the Shivcha Kananis. The Rambam does not translate the pasuk like Unkelus does. The Rambam says that Kadesh means a marriage without any marriage without Chuppah V'Kiddushin. Yeah. So according to the Rambam, it wasn't even an Isser. The Rambam was Marviach, that before Matan Torah, that wasn't even an Isser. Yehuda didn't violate any Torah prohibition by meeting up with Tamar. Correct. There wasn't Isser before the Torah was given. It was a mutter, it was an option, one of the ways of doing things for someone who wanted. So if that's the case, according to the Rambam, what is the Isser of a Jew marrying a Shifcha Kananis? It's not Lo Yekadesh, because Lo Yekadesh is, you know, this other thing. Marrying a woman that you could have Chub of Kedush without Chub of Kedushin. So look at the Lashon of the Rambam here in Yisurei Bia, where he talks a little bit more. About our sugya. Says the Rambam. Ze haklal. Ben haba min ha'eved, o min ha'akum, o min ha'shivcha, o min basakum, harayu ki'imo. When you have a set of parents, where the mother, where there's no marriage between the parents, how do you have that? Either the father is non-Jewish, or the mother is non-Jewish, or the father is a shifcha, or the father's an eved, such that there's no marriage between the parents, then the halacha is the child is like the mother, which is the halacha in the Mishnah that we learned at the very beginning of Tishrei. Therefore, says the Rambam, Lefikach, Davar Zehitiru Lemamzer, Davar Zehitiru, they were matir. What does that word matir mean? Davar Zehitiru. What kind of halacha am I going to see right now? Correct. You're going to see the halacha derabbanan right now. Lefi davar zeh, hitiru, they permitted, well, maybe not, maybe it's just Rabbi Tarfon figured out a heter. Okay, let's see. Hitiru lemamzer, hold on, let's see what he's going to say. Hitiru lemamzer lisa shivcha, kadeh letarez banav. Shrehu mishachero savanim tzu b'nei chorin. You could have a mamzer marry a shivcha, and the kid will be like the mother, who's a shivcha, and then you'll be meshachrer, you'll free those children, they'll be b'nei chorin, Jewish b'nei chorin, who are not mamzerin. Look at the next five words, which I underline. Vilo gozru! That's a clear word, drabbanon. Chachomim never made a gzera on a shivcha in the case of mamzer. In other words, the Rambam clearly holds, not like Onkelos, that the iser of a Jew marrying a shivcha kananis is only an iser midrabbanon. Normally, it's an Isser Drabbanon. But when they have a real reason to permit that Isser Drabbanon, for example, a real need. What's a real need to permit a Jew to marry a Shifcha Kananis, which anyway is only Drabbanon in the eyes of the Rambam? I have a good reason. Let's say for Takonas Habanim. That's a bona fide, that's a reasonable and respectable reason to permit an Isser Drabbanon for Chachamim, to permit their Isser Drabbanon of a Jew marrying a Shifcha Kananis. For Tikkun Abanim. Wow. According to the Rambam, there was no Issa D'oraisa that we were being matir. According to the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't hold from Lo Yeh Kadesh being an Issa D'oraisa. Remember, if I didn't have Unkelus, let's scroll up to that purple Unkelus. One second. I just got my screen frozen. Sorry, my screen just froze. If I didn't have Unkelus, teach the word, Lo Yeh Kadesh Mibnos Yisrael, Lo Se Itza Mibnos Yisrael, I'm sorry, Lo Yisav Guvra Mibnos Yisrael, Afsa Amma, that you're not allowed to marry Shifcha Kanan, is based on this pasuk. If I didn't have that, I would never have teached the word Kadesha, I'm sorry, Kadesh, to mean, a Kadesh means a boy who marries a Shifcha Kanan. I can't be a Kadesh. I'm a nice Jewish boy, I shouldn't marry I can't be a Kadesh. That means I shouldn't marry a Shifcha Kanan. I would never have teached it that way. The Rambam doesn't teach it that way. The Rambam teaches it to mean something totally different. And therefore in the Rambam's world, one second, I'm just going to stop sharing for a moment. Therefore in the Rambam's world, when the Torah says, Lo Yekadesh, that means something totally different. There happens to be an Issa D'Rabbanon. I'm sorry, I'm just playing with my screen. I'm having problems with my document. The Torah prohibited, the Chachamim prohibited me from marrying a Shifcha Kanayis. So guess what? When there's a good reason, they were matir for me. One second. Okay. One second, please. So while my screen is, while my document is reloading, let's just put everything together. What we had here is a situation that an explicit Gemara that permits fixing the problem of Mamzerim. According to Ran, to the Ran, the issue that we had to fix is an Issa d'Oraisa. There's an Issa d'Oraisa, like Uncle has said, for me to marry, for me a Jewish boy or a Mamzer Jewish boy. There's an Issa d'Oraisa for a Jewish boy to marry a Shifcha Knanis. However, the Ran's Chiddush is that a Mamzer is already a Kadesh, so he, uniquely, different than all Jews, has a different Shulchan Aruch. He, since he's already a Kadesh, he's allowed to marry Shifcha Knanis. That's how Rabbi Tarfon permitted the marriage. The Ram has a totally different understanding why Rabbeinu Tarfon permitted the marriage. Because it was never Aser in the first place, Midaraisa. It was only an Issa d'Rabbanan. And if it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, then, we're going to permit the, for good reason, we have the right to permit the, here we go, I got it back. Then for good reason, we could permit the Issa d'Rabbanan, for example, to make sure that the kids won't be Mamzerim. Now, we are just about ready. So by the way, I just want to point that we just found a Rambam L'shitase. There are two Rambams. One Rambam says, I mean, it's not a Chiddush, it's eminently clear. One Rambam tells us that the Isser of Kadesh has nothing to do with Shifcha. It just happens to be, the Isser of Kadesh happens to be, you know, marrying someone without Ksuva V'Kedushin. And the other Rambam says that by being Matir Mamzerim, it's only Asur D'Rabbanan, which we're Matir for Tikkun Habanim. Those two Rambams go together because the Rambam doesn't hold that there's an Isser D'Raisa of marrying a Shifcha. It's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, because Kadesh means something different. So therefore, it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan. If it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan, we could be Matir when there's a Tzarech. Rabosei, now we are ready. Well, let's back up. We know that something's Mutid L'Chatchila. Right? There's two ways that something could be mutter l'chatchila. Something could be mutter l'chatchila either because the Torah permitted it, or because there's never asad d'oraisa, there's only asad d'rabbanan, and we know that it's us mutter l'chatchila. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. It's mutter l'chatchila for mamzer to marry shifcha. Okay, but we're working with the Gemara. We're shas yidin, right? We're shas yidin. The shas told us and concluded halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Tarfon told us, and we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, that a mamzer is allowed to marry a shifcha. How, why? The Gemara doesn't tell us. So figure out why it's mutter. Isn't there a pasuk that says you're not allowed to marry a shifcha? So Ran says, has this wild chiddush. I think it's a wild chiddush. I mean, I explained it clearly, hopefully, so it sounded sensible. The Ran has this wild chiddush that lo yekadesh only applies to a regular Jew unless you're a messed up person yourself. You're already a Kaddish. So the Rambam doesn't has to buy that because the Rambam holds it. Also, where does it say in the Torah you're not allowed to marry a Shifcha? Go ahead, Mr. Bergman. Where in the Torah does it say you're not allowed to marry a Shifcha? Do you know what the Rambam says? Nowhere. There's no. I know all of Tayag Mitzvahs. I wrote a book on it. It's called Sefer HaMitzvahs LaRambam. And none of these 613 say you can't marry a Shifcha. So then how does the Gemara, why do we assume that it's Aser Mayashim? It must be rabbinic, like everything else in the world is Aser D'Rabbanan. So the same Chacham, they say it's Aser for years, it's Tikkun Gadol. They'll say it's Mutter. Okay, so now we have to get to the Shulchan, we have to finally get to the Shulchan Aruch, and Yeah, Tikkun HaBana means preventing there to be Mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. Solving the Mamzer problem in Klal Yisrael. That's a serious thing. That's Tikkun HaBana. Okay. So here, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passed, because we finished learning the Psukim, the Mishnayos, the Gemaras, the Ran, and the Rambam. Now we could learn Shulchan Aruch. Zakta Shulchan Aruch. This is what our sifra today. Mamzer Habala Akum, Havlad Akum. Yeah, of course. Anyone who lives with a guyish woman, the child will be a guy like the mother. Vimniskayer, Harehu Ki Yisrael. If the child, if a mamzer marries a goyish woman, a shiksa, and has a child, and the child is begayer, of course he's a Yisrael and not a mamzer, but you're not allowed to do that. That's called, you know, marrying out of the faith. That's aser. Or living with somebody out of the faith. That's aser. Vimbal hashivcha, havlad eved, nishtacher, also reyu ben chorin. Lefikach, with the second one, the Shulchan Aruch paskes halacha lemaisa, the kula of Rabbi Tarfon that we paskin, as I told you, mamzer paskin the Shulchan Aruch nosi lechatchila, you're allowed to be nosi lechatchila, like the conclusion of the Gemara, a shivcha shekibla aleha mitzvos v'tavla l'shem avdus, it has to be a real shivcha knanis, a legal, technical shivcha knanis, he's going to be allowed to marry her, lehatir bana sheishtachru v'yumutarim b'yisraelis. Doesn't tell us whether it's because of the Rambam, because of the Ran, either way it's mutter. Now, what I don't think we have time for is the next issue. And I'll just give you a taste of what we'll talk about next week. And that is, look at what a very fascinating historical issue that Rabbi David Katz raised in his article. A review of the relevant Shailos HaTshuvos shows that Mamzerim did just that with the sanction of leading poskim. This heter that this has been halacha lemaisa used over the centuries. Interesting, the following historical point is fascinating. Most of the tshuvos relating to be matir mamzerim using a shifcha date from the 16th and 17th century in Turkey. Why? Why? For the following reason. In certain parts of the Ottoman Empire, Jews were at that time legally permitted to own and purchase slaves. Oh, so you could have a shifcha kananis in Turkey in the 16th and 17th century. Yaakov Kastra, the leading posek in Egypt, along with his Rebbe, the Radvaz, the great Radvaz, posek Hador, writes that in his time, look at what I highlighted in Hebrew, umaisa b'chol yom, shemamzer nosei shifcha shetav l'shem avdus, atar zara lova b'chol. So there's a common occurrence. You know, like I get shilas in, I don't know, I mixed my chicken soup with a milchka spoon, Rabbi, what should I do? I mixed my coffee with a fleshika spoon, Rabbi, what should I do? So he got shilas, he did mamzerim, you know, he did the shivcha knanis shilas, you know, b'aisim b'chol yom. But you realize, correct, that's what we're going to have to talk about. That is correct. From what I understand right now, it is prohibited in every, as far as I know, every country in the world at this point, as of now, not so many years ago, but as of now, every country in the world prohibits slavery. And therefore, the possibility of a shivcha knanis might be very challenging. Not just challenging, but more than challenging. It could be a problem of... Thank you. Dina d'malchus Adina. Okay, so that will be part of the shayla that we're going to address Be'ez Hashem next week. I want to finish off today, now that we worked so hard on understanding the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran, I want to just give two geshmak and nafkaminas between, to add some lumdas to today's discussion. So we have a fundamental machlokas that... What's the issur of marrying a shivcha? Is it issur d'oraisa, like the Ran understands, the Targum Unkel is an issur d'oraisa of Kaddish to marry, but a Kaddish is already, he's already messed up, so he can't get more messed up, so let him go ahead and marry a shivcha. He's already messed up anyway. or the Rambam holds there is no Issa Daraisa. I'm going to give you two nafkaminas. What about a mamzeres? What do I mean by that? A mamzeres. What happens if a mamzeres marries an eved? Let's think for a second. If a mamzeres marries an eved, who will the child be like? Well, what's the rule? An eved doesn't have marriage, doesn't have kedushin. So whenever there's a union between two parents where there's no kedushin, who is the child like? The Mishnah paskins for us. Nope. The Mishnah tells us that was a different halacha in the Mishnah. That was halacha number 3. Halacha number 4 is that when there's no marriage union between the parents, the child will be like the mother. And therefore, if the mamzeres marries an eved, the child will be a Jewish mamzeres. Right, for some reason that wasn't the way Rashi explained it, and I didn't have an answer to that. But this Shaila, wait a second, let's think for a second. What's the whole heter while we're permitting? What's the whole heter while we're permitting? Can I ask you a question? Is a mamzeres allowed to marry an eved? According to the Ran, listen to this geshmak and afkamina. According to the Ran, the reason why you're not allowed to marry an eved or a shifcha is you're a kadesh. Don't be a kadesh. But a mamzeres is already a kadesha. She can marry, according to the Ran, she's allowed to go ahead and marry she can marry an eved. She's a kadesh already. No problem. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, yeah, that's true. If she would marry a mamzer, she'd have that problem. She'd marry a ger, she'd have that problem. She'd marry a petzudaka, she'd have that problem. Yeah, you're right. A mamzer is allowed to have children. A lot of mamzer are allowed to get married and build a family and have children and have grandchildren and have great-grandchildren. They'll all be mamzerim. But is she allowed to marry an eved? According to the Ran, a mamzeres is already a kadesha. If she's already a kadesha, you can't say, oh, don't become a kadesha and marry him an eved. She already is a kadesha. Go ahead. She can marry an eved. But according to the Rambam, there's an Isser, not the Rice, there's an Isser Durabanan. A Jew shouldn't marry a Shrifcha Kananis, a Jewish girl shouldn't marry an Eved Kanani. Why do we permit it? We permit it because Lahatir Habanim, for Tikkun Habanim. But is there going to be any Tikkun Habanim if anyway the child will be a mamzer just like she's a mamzer? There's no Tikkun Habanim. And therefore they will remain an Isidra Habanim for a mamzeres to marry an Eved Ivri. And therefore, the Ran, who is so mekel, and allows you, hey, there's no Issa D'oraisa, do whatever you want, I couldn't care less, do whatever you want. When it comes to mamzeres, he's going to say, marry whoever you want. The Rambam, there's only an Issa D'rabanan, but the Issa D'rabanan is going to stay, and it's still going to be present when you have a mamzeres, whose child will also be a mamzer. No tikkun habanim. That's nafkamina number one. And finally, nafkamina number two is in the case of a Suffolk mamzer. Suffolk mamzer, I know we're going over time, but I just want to finish this point because nafkamina between these, the Suffolk mamzer. Are we going to allow a Suffolk mamzer to marry Shifcha Knanis? There are a lot of cases of Suffolk mamzer. We don't know who the father was. Might have been the real husband, might have been another guy. Suffolk mamzer, a lot of people are Suffolk mamzers. Are we going to allow the Suffolk mamzer? I just say it, we're not going to go through this insight because it's late. Are we going to allow a Suffolk mamzer to marry a Shifcha Knanis? Well, if there's an Isser D'Oraisa, like the Ran says, there's an Isser D'Oraisa, but it's okay if you're a Kadesh, because you're a mamzer, we'll allow you to do these things of Kadesh, like marry a Shifcha Knanis. But if you're a Suffolk mamzer, you're not definitely a Kadesh. We're not going to allow you to go ahead and marry a Shifcha Knanis. You're only a Suffolk Kaddish. I don't know if you're a real Kaddish. I don't know if you're totally messed up for real. Maybe you're maybe messed up. We're not going to allow you to now mess yourself up definitely by marrying a Shifcha. So the Ran would not permit a Suffolk Mamzer to get married to a Shifcha. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, who holds that it's only marrying a Shifcha is only on Siddur Abanan, and for Tikkun Abanan will be lenient. Well, even if you're a Safik Mamzer, your kids will be Safik Mamzerim. So, for Tikkun Derabbanan, it's only Nisa Derabbanan. And it's a Safik on the Nisa Derabbanan, but for a Tikkun Derabbanan, will allow you to marry a Shifcha. And therefore, would be permitted. So therefore, yeah, go ahead. Oh, wow. Okay. Yashar Koach, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. I know it's, one second.